Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
We all know cats are intelligent. Felix Cat Insurance was able to secretly record two cats on a hidden microphone. Let's listen in.
Did you hear the one about the three dogs at the park?
That's old, like four lives ago. But did you hear about the new pet insurance just for cats from felixcatinsurance.com?
Of course. What do I look like, a dog?
When you're coughing up a furball. Yes. Listen, Felix Cat Insurance plans start at under $1 per day and are as unique as you and me. They call it whisker-to-tail protection.
Even furballs?
Even that. Remember the last time you had a furball? I made a TikTok. It went viral.
Oh, well, that's good. Wait, you're on social media?
There you have it. Felix Cat Insurance. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. FelixCatInsurance.com. Get it? Meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit FelixCatInsurance.com/terms.
In addition to the kickoff to week 11 in the NFL and the run-up to the start of the college football weekend, we also had some other major news coming from both college football as well as Major League Baseball. It was the end of the awards season. It went quickly. SZN. It was the end of awards SZN. I feel so hip when I understand what that means on social media. Just kidding. I don't ever feel hip. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Especially when I joke about that and my nieces, they get these awful frowns on their faces. Auntie Amy, don't ever say that. Oh, okay. I won't ever say that. I can't be hip. I am so decidedly uncool. However, at least I can interpret and speak social media most of the time. I will cop to having a Google search now and then about a couple of different abbreviations in the past that I didn't know what they meant.
I've done that.
Okay, good. Well, I mean, you are the cool one. If it's the two of us. Well, if it's the two of us. I think you're cool, Jade.
Thanks. I think you're cool.
What? You're lying.
No.
Jade does not think I'm cool. However, I did turn him into a Star Wars nerd, so now he's a little cooler than he was when he met me.
Might be the coolest thing about me now.
Oh. Why do you put me in these positions? How am I supposed to respond to that and not lie?
Go ahead.
You also like to kayak. That's super cool.
That is pretty cool.
That is cool. And you like to bike?
Yes.
Also something that Jay needs to give me credit for. I got him started on exercise again.
Consistent exercise, yeah. Thank you for that help.
You're welcome. Wow, this has been some kind of a productive relationship for you. What do I get out of it? My pasta sauce back?
No, not that.
Oh.
That's mine.
Jay did actually volunteer to come over and help with the mess under the shed. If there were, what did you say, glowing green bugs of some sort that came out?
Well, because it looked like, if it was a pet cemetery, then I was just saying, hey, if you see any glowing, insect or glowing lawn creatures, garden creatures across your lawn today, just give me a call.
Oh, yeah. I bet you would have been first to the rescue.
I would have came. I don't know if I would have helped, but I would have wanted to see them.
Great. You could see them safely from the second floor. I will, in fact, tell you what's under the shed coming up in 15 minutes. Also, it isn't a bizarre controversy in sports broadcasting, but maybe you heard about it on Thursday, so I do want to address it because I've done some sideline reporting in the past. I've worked on game broadcasts a ton because I've done both play-by-play and color commentary, color analysis for the better part of 25 years for basketball as well as other sports. And I don't think that I should allow this opportunity to go by without weighing in. So I will. I didn't do anything on social media because sometimes social media annoys me. But in this particular case, it is worth addressing here on the show. So we'll do that coming up in 15 minutes as well. Not sure which one of those things I'll do first. Do you comment on a bizarre broadcasting controversy first and then talk about what's under your shed, or you do the opposite? I don't actually know that. Oh my gosh. Thursday night football, Ravens now have 27 straight games with 100 rushing yards. As you can imagine, that is the longest active streak in the NFL right now. They move to 8-3 on the season. If the Chiefs don't beat the Eagles on Monday night football, then the Ravens will have the best record. Well, they'll have the most wins. Same number of losses as the Chiefs, but the most wins. And so for that reason, I suppose, better record because they've not yet taken their bye.
Nobody's got it better than the Ravens.
Do love John Harbaugh. We're going to hear from John for a different reason, though, here in a second. Speaking of bizarre turns, I was actually really surprised by what happened with Jim Harbaugh in Michigan. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then on our Facebook page, you can use, well, you can Google it, and you can just scroll down the page, use the page to find the After Hours Game of the Week poll. And so we've got both options. We do get far more traffic on Facebook than we do on Twitter. It's really not a great gauge of the number of you that are listening because most people are passive listeners. It's a very small percentage of the listening audience that is actually on social media at the same time that they're listening. And so we recognize that not everybody participates, but it's kind of cool that we continue to see more of you engage with our two sites. And then we also have a YouTube channel. We'll have a brand new video sometime before Jay. Sometime before the first week of December is done.
That's what I was going to say.
All right. So how about by the time many of you put up your Christmas trees? I don't get one this year. I'm really bummed. Actually, my mom will have hers up in Texas when we get there for a wedding weekend. But it's so funny because I said to mom today, or Thursday, Mom, what are we going to do about Christmas? She said, I haven't even thought about it. But that's the thing. With the wedding being the weekend before Christmas weekend, it is really hard to think about both. And as many of you know, weddings, they literally can bankrupt you if you allow them to. And so, yeah, we're all about wedding stuff. And for the first time in my entire life, Christmas may take a bit of a back seat.
I mean, I would say the wedding is the event that weekend, right?
Do you know what I have said to Bob? And I really sincerely mean this. After all the, and it's controlled chaos, but it's hectic to think about not just a wedding, but all the people traveling in, we're traveling, then the move, merging households. We cannot wait for a quiet, sit on our rear ends Christmas. And then after that, getting into the beginning of next year, mundane, routine, borderline boring. Please, just give us that.
A little boring would be nice.
Just a little boring, please. I can't remember the last time I was bored. Just a little boring would be nice.
Just coming out of the fulcrum, especially.
Forget cinnamon in my coffee. I'll just take some boring in my coffee. All right. So take our poll for the After Hours Game of the Week. We're pleasantly surprised that all four games have actually gotten votes. That's a dead giveaway. You have to check it out. And we will get to Defense Wins Championships coming up at the back end of this hour because, well, Fred Warner, he's feeling it again. Von Miller... I think Von Miller might be my brother from another mother. Sometimes the way he talks makes me think he has a spaghetti plate for a brain. He cracks me up. And that's not an insult. That's what I call my brain, a spaghetti plate for a brain, because you twirl some spaghetti on the fork and you pull a couple strands off the plate and all kinds of other thoughts and feelings come flying off as well. He's a hoot. In addition, the hottest team in the NFL is the... Vikings, and they've got a brand new, very old linebacker who has joined them. I should say brand new, very familiar linebacker who has joined them this week. So a lot to get to on the defensive side of the ball. But first, I was actually caught off guard by the decision from the University of Michigan and head football coach, Jim Harbaugh to accept the 3-game suspension and drop any litigation against the Big Ten. I don't get it. I really haven't seen what the about face was all about and why this transpired. Other than I can imagine the Big Ten and maybe other schools in the Big Ten were putting pressure on Michigan because here they are going into, I mean, they're not that far away from OSU, Michigan. And then, which is obviously the big game every year in the Big Ten, but also conference championships. And then there's a possibility that you could see two Big Ten teams in the college football playoff. It's a possibility. The Big Ten also agreed to close its investigation. So then I thought maybe that's the thing. Even though Jim Harbaugh was assessed a 3-game suspension, were they still looking into other allegations or still checking on maybe various implications under different policies in the Big Ten? So he was suspended under the sportsmanship policy. But because he agrees to the 3-game suspension, one of the games he's already served, the Big Ten will stop investigating any further allegations. Maybe it's because the Big Ten has video of these things going on, and while they can't directly tie Jim Harbaugh to this employee, I mean, he was a football employee who was buying tickets at other stadiums. But there's no direct link between, for instance, there's no email or text message. Could you imagine if Jim texted the guy like, hey, can you head to Indiana this weekend and give us the scouting report? Okay, there's no paper trail, essentially, connecting Jim to this employee who's a former employee who's no longer with the team. And the idea would be, well, almost like the Astros, where the front office was implicated simply because even if the GM didn't know and the manager didn't know, AJ Hinch didn't know what was happening, he should have. And I would say that's the case with Jim Harbaugh. I don't buy that he didn't know this was happening, but there's a chance that, let's say, his scout team, his scout coordinator, generally when it comes to teams, you have, in football, you have an entire scouting department that is advanced scouting and putting together tape of future opponents. And then they hand out the game plan, there's video, all that jazz. You've got film to watch, yada, yada, yada. So it's possible that Jim had no idea. But it's also possible he not only instructed this former employee to do it, but at the very least knew it was happening and was okay with it. So yes, the Big Ten is done investigating, but Harbaugh is also done coaching through the end of the regular season because he's got 2 more games to go in his suspension. He will miss Saturday's game at Maryland. That's Boomer's alma mater. Wait, as a side note, Jay and I were minding our own business a couple mornings ago. Boomer's a hoot. Sometimes he's so tired in the mornings that he's barely vocal until he walks into the studio for his New York radio show, which is studio right next to ours here in Lower Manhattan. Some mornings, though, he's louder than heck. And he's got that big booming voice. That's not why he's named Boomer. But he's got that big booming voice. And he comes out of his office and he always calls me Sunshine. Good morning, Sunshine. And I said, good morning, Booms. And he said something about being happy. And I was like, yeah, only a month to go until, oh, I didn't even say, I just said a month to go. And he said, just caught me off guard. I can't believe you didn't ask me to be your maid of honor. Jay's face was.
He said it. I was right there.
He did. I said, you'd have to wear purple. That's our primary color. And he yells back, purple's my best color.
Again, he said it. He almost legitimately seemed offended for a second.
I know.
That you didn't ask him.
I can't believe you didn't ask me to be your maid of honor. I thought he was going to say, I can't believe you didn't ask me to come to the wedding. Right. Which, of course, he couldn't because it's an NFL Sunday and he's got NFL today. So there was no way he could have anyway. But I haven't invited any colleagues, not even Jay. It's just a very small group of people from each side. It's not even 60 people. It's all family and friends. But regardless, he couldn't make it. And so I can't believe you didn't ask me to be your maid of honor.
Yeah, he wanted more.
Yeah.
He wanted to be a real part of that wedding.
He's a man who's clearly okay with himself. He's comfortable in his own skin. So, yeah, would have worn purple. He loves purple, actually. If you see him on TV, he very often has purple ties. Or
Would he be called accents. The maid of honor if he were to be?
No, he'd be called the man of honor.
Is that what it is?
Well, I don't know, but that's what I would call him. I mean, I have heard of weddings where the bride has a male stand up next to her, whether it's her brother or a male best friend, something like that.
I don't know, it's called
a maid of honor. No, I would think it'd be called best man or a man of honor.
Man of honor, I think maybe.
But maybe I just made that up, and it's not called a man of honor.
Honorable man.
Honorable mention.
An honorable mention.
You're the runner-up in the wedding. But see, when it's a married person, which Boomer is, it would be called matron of honor, which I hate that word. My sister-in-law, she's standing next to me, but she's my bridesmaid. I don't have a maid of honor because I could not call my sister-in-law my matron of honor.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, when you're married, it's an old-fashioned kind of thing, and maybe it's new information here, but... Yeah, you're called the matron. It's just such an icky term.
Matron.
It just makes a person feel old. Because you're married, you're a matron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
And they're not my maids in any case, but but they are my bridesmaids. So I have three bridesmaids, and this is really cute. Can I tell you the story really quick, and then we'll get back to the other stuff? My younger niece is a little shy, and she doesn't have any issues if she's in her comfort zone. But once she's asked to do something that she's not familiar with or has never done before, she'll get a little shy. So she said to me when I was at their house last weekend for essentially what was our little bridesmaid's weekend, they threw a tea party for me. Oh my gosh, it was delicious food, really good tea. They were so proud of themselves. It was a big secret. I wasn't allowed to come downstairs until they had the whole table set up. Purple tablecloth, flowers. It was really sweet.
Very nice.
Anyway, really unique food. My younger niece says to me, "Can I walk down the aisle with Deanna?" So Lauren is her name. "Can I walk down the aisle with Deanna?" "No, honey, that's not how it works." I said, "No, you're going to have to walk down by yourself. You're smart, you're bold, you can do this." But she's nervous because she thinks everybody in the church will be staring at her.
Well,
which is true for all of 5 or 7 seconds.
You're just walking to the stage.
Yeah, you're
it's
just
not about
walking.
You.
Right. Could you imagine if I was like, "No, it's not about you. Get
That's
over yourself."
A simple answer.
I did not say that. But my older niece, she's classic millennial. Do what makes you happy. Bold, brash. Millennials run the world. She runs her boyfriend. Like she just, yeah, she runs everyone. She's super smart. She's an engineer. She works in unmanned flight. I mean, she's on it. She's a classic older child, type A, but her personality is such that she's fearless. She's not like in your face loud like I am, but she doesn't care.
No, she's smart.
She kicks butt and takes names. Like she does not care. So I texted her this week and I said, "Hey, sweetheart, can you do me a favor? I have an idea. I need you to do something for me." "Sure, Auntie Amy. Do you mind walking down the aisle first so that your sister, your younger sister, can see you up there, see you go first, know that no one's going to bite you or trip you or stare at you, and that way she'll be walking to you and she won't be the first one up there. She won't think she doesn't know what to do or right?" So anyway.
That's a good call.
Yeah, so Deanna's response was, "Sure, I'll do it."
No problem. All right. That's a good call from you, though. Then she can just look at her and not worry about
that. That means the younger one just has to walk up there by herself. Actually, I don't know if I told you this, but I've told them they can pick their own music to walk down the aisle.
Wow, that's nice of you.
My mother thinks that's a really bad idea. She said, "What kind of music?" I said, "Well, they love symphony music. They have a favorite composer. He does Japanese anime, so it's probably going to be something along those lines." So, yeah, they get to pick their own music. I said, "We're not talking about pop music here. This is not K-pop music.
No K-pop.
No, it has to be symphony music or orchestra music, but you can pick your own."
What about JT?
No, JT. No. No one's upstaging the bride. And no. The bride is not going to walk down the aisle after JT has resonated through the chapel. That's not happening. Anyway, so yeah, we're mixing up the order. There's no maid of honor. There's no matron of honor. There's no boomer. There's only bridesmaids. And now the older one is walking down before the younger one. So we're just, whatever. Who cares?
As long as everyone's happy.
I told them they can pick whatever dress they want as long as it's the right color. I don't care. I'm not a bride. Zilla. I just want to get down the aisle, okay? Just go, shoot.
And Boomer just wants to be invited.
Yes, Boomer wants it. Could you imagine? Speaking of upstaging the bride, he's so big.
He is big.
I would be like a little shadow next to him.
Where'd the bride go?
Who gives the bride away? Could you imagine Boomer being like, I do!
No, wrong.
Oh, goodness. It's all right. I didn't even get to what I wanted to do. Okay, really quick, back to Michigan. So Jim Harbaugh is going to go ahead and serve the final two games. The reason I got on Boomer is because Boomer went to Maryland, so I was thinking about his alma mater. So Harbaugh will not coach on Saturday at Maryland or against Ohio State, which, oh, that's your punishment right there. If you were, in fact, usurping the rules, you big fat cheater, then you deserve to miss Ohio State. But if not, ouch. That's punitive. Anyway, we thought it was interesting earlier in the week when Jim said, hey, I'm going to talk. You know, I can't wait to defend myself, blah, blah, and then does the about face. But his brother, John, had no problem defending Jim.
I'm proud as heck of him. I'm really impressed with the way he's handled himself through all this. I mean, it's been a long run. And about everything can be done to, you know, his phones, his computers, and all that stuff have been looked at. And he's come through this thing with flying colors. And they really have, you know, I don't know if what they're trying to get, but they don't have anything of substance. And I just think I'm proud of him. I think it's a real compliment to our family and to him, something for us to be proud of. Because, and his kids can see this, you know, you get kind of in this kind of a situation where you come under fire for whatever reasons. And you come out in really good place doing the right thing.
Whatever
all the time.
Reasons.
And I'm really proud of that. And I think it's great for family and kids. And it's just a great blessing in that sense. He's a great man. He's a great coach. His players love him. His coaches love him. And he stands tall through all this.
See, we all need a brother like that. Dang it, my brother would do the same exact thing. Come hell or high water, right or wrong, he would absolutely be on my side, which is cool. I have newfound respect for the Harbaugh brothers. It's funny, too, because they really actually sound alike, and their mannerisms are very similar. So, yeah, John defending his brother, where Jim really wouldn't say a whole lot, just that he wanted to defend himself. It sounds like the university convinced him that this was an easier route. But, ouch, you missed the game against Ohio State. Not to mention that's a critical game when it comes to college football playoff. All right, coming up. I do want to tell you why it's not okay to make up information on a radio or TV.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Broadcast. And in addition, what's under the shed? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
What is the After Hours game of the week? Or what's the other After Hours game of the week, if you want to bill it that way? We actually saw one response. Well, my second favorite game, or the second best game, is. Yeah, exactly. It's one of those weeks. But you can find it on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. We've got a YouTube channel named after the show as well. And that's kind of the extent of our social media. That's what we do around here with just the two of us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We'll get to Defense Wins Championships. It's true. It's true. And actually, maybe truer than true in 2023 with all the quarterbacks who are either dealing with significant injuries or are already lost for the season because of injury. So, yeah, run game and defense, they become even more paramount. If you got them, you better flaunt them. Speaking of flaunting, there was a huge uproar in response to some comments that Carissa Thompson made on Thursday or in a recent podcast she did with Pardon My Take. And I bring it up because it's not the first time she's told the story. For those of you who know Carissa, she is the anchor for the Amazon Prime coverage of the NFL on Thursday nights. She's been in the business a long time. And she used to be a sideline reporter. She also has a podcast with Aaron Andrews. So the two of them, I don't know how often they release it, but the two of them have a podcast together. And she's told a similar story on the podcast. For whatever reason, it didn't really make waves then, but her comments made waves on Thursday when she admitted that she had in the past fabricated sideline reports. Meaning she did not have the information that she professed to have. And more specifically, she didn't get an interview with a coach who was coming out of the tunnel after halftime. So an NFL coach or college coach, whatever, one who was exiting the tunnel after halftime to get back on the sidelines. And she either didn't have a chance to get him, or he wouldn't say anything, or the timing didn't work out, whatever it was. And so she admits that she just kind of made it up. And she went with generalizations about the game and attributed those to a coach. Whether or not her analysis is accurate, I was actually mortified for her. Not because I think no one's ever lied in this business, for heaven's sakes. People lie all the time. That's actually most of what you get on social media is just fat out fabrication. But I was mortified for her for this reason. All of the coaches who've spoken to her in the past, or coaches who didn't speak to her but then saw her sideline reports on TV after the fact. So a lot of times coaches will go back and they'll watch the TV tape Sometimes it's the quickest thing they can get their hands on, and they want to watch a tape right after a broadcast is done or a game is over. And so they'll grab the TV tape. They'll say to their tape op, hey, just, you know, give me the TV copy. I have very often had coaches come to me and mention something they heard me say on a broadcast. So I was thinking about what Carissa said, that she made up reports, and I thought, oh my gosh, that's so embarrassing. Think about the number of times that coaches went back and watched a broadcast and saw her, heard her attribute quotes to them that weren't actually quotes from them. Now, I don't know how many times she made up reports. She didn't indicate that. And I hope it wasn't every time. I hope that she actually was doing the job that she was paid to do. She's a successful broadcaster, so there's no reason to think that this was the norm for her. But by even admitting it one time or two times or whatever the case, I'm embarrassed for her because she's lost credibility with the coaches that she covers. Sure, she can make generalizations. And yes, every team needs to be better on third down. Every team needs to limit turnovers. Every team needs to watch their penalty flags. Every team needs to blah, 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 blah. There are some general principles about football that will make you a better team. Duh. That part's not rocket science. But to attribute those to a particular coach is the part that's embarrassing. Not the making up the analysis or not giving your general view of what's happening on the field. But you should bill it that way. You should say, hey, I didn't have a chance to catch up with the coach. And I know that's your job, but sometimes it doesn't work out. Or you go to a different coach. You grab the OC. You grab the quarterback's coach. You grab the defensive coordinator, whatever it is. Grab a player. Grab someone. And if you can't and you've tried, then you tell your producer or you tell your, they're called stage managers, who are generally monitoring you, babysitting you while you're doing your job in TV. You tell your stage manager, I didn't have a chance to catch up with the coach. He ran right by me. He said no. Better yet, you go on camera and you say, the coach refused to talk. But here's what I see. Here's what I've heard on the sidelines. I didn't speak to the coach directly, but this is what I heard them chattering about as they walk by me. I mean, there's so many other things you can say where you're not putting your credibility on the line. The issue is not the analysis, because there's a bazillion voices who are analyzing every game, and there's a lot of voices on every broadcast. The issue is that you went on TV and you attributed those things to a man who didn't say them, which means that coach, when he sees you, say, hey, John Harbaugh told me this as he ran out of the huddle, and he knows damn well he didn't say that. Why would he ever trust you again? Or why would he ever bother with you again? Forget whether or not he trusts you. But isn't that what a lot of coaches, athletes, GMs think of media people? I wouldn't say it's the truth most of the time, but they often believe that we're just making stuff up. We're running with rumors. We're going with what sources tell us, and they're not accurate. And here you are feeding into that idea that media people can't be trusted because they're just making crap up. I also almost said a different word. That's the problem, is you lose credibility with the people you're supposed to be talking to. So the next time you cover John Harbaugh and you ask him for a quote or you ask him what's going on, why would he tell you? As a sideline reporter or any reporter, not only have I done sidelines, but I've done color analysis where I sit with coaches the day before games, whether TV or radio. I would do pregame interviews with coaches. If they hear you repeat something back that you didn't say, they're not going to tell you anything. It's embarrassing is what it is. I'm embarrassed for her. Whether or not she's getting all this pub because she's Carissa Thompson and she's a high profile anchor slash TV commentator, it's embarrassing to think that you were on TV attributing quotes to a coach and he's listening to you say it and he knows damn well he didn't say it. I mean, that to me is mortifying. And I can't imagine that the majority of sports fans out there think, oh, that's what everyone does. No, I mean, the majority of us do not do that. because it's dishonest and it's unprofessional. And at the extreme, it's unethical and you lack integrity when you do it. Now, I don't know what the extreme was. I don't know whether or not she was fudging, but she did say this happened more than once, and she did say she would take liberty with the coach's quotes. The part that is mortifying to me is that they, of course, know that what you said was not true. So then you're shooting yourself in the foot, because why would they tell you anything after that? If you're just going to say whatever you want, there's no incentive for them to tell you the truth. Not just that, but very often these conversations that broadcasters have with coaches or athletes, there's a lot of stuff in there that's considered off the record. If you really want an athlete or a coach to open up to you, you need to be authentic, you need to be genuine, and you need to be trustworthy. They're not going to tell you crap if they think you're going to tell someone else, or you're going to be a source, or you're going to use it on your broadcast. Again, this takes time to build up a rapport with a coach, to gain the respect of an athlete so that they actually tell you stuff that helps you in your broadcast, even though you can't repeat it verbatim or you can't repeat it on the air. It still helps you as you are commenting or as you're calling a game. And to lose that trust, to lose that relationship or those relationships, once you get a reputation as someone who can't be trusted in this business, you're SOL. Now, it may not matter to her anymore because she's not a sideline reporter, but it makes the job harder for other people. And mostly, I think it's embarrassing that she'll admit to that. And the coaches that she was quoting, they knew she was lying. To me, that's the most embarrassing thing. When I go on this show, I know there are coaches and athletes who catch it because of our time slots. I know there are other broadcasters who hear it. I never want to misrepresent them, because then why would they trust me? And why would they listen? So that's the part that's embarrassing for her, is that she tells the story as though it's funny, and it's her loss of credibility. And it's athletes and coaches not trusting her because they know there's a chance she's not going to tell the truth. It just limits her ability to do her job. But also it feeds into the idea that media just make up what they want. And that's not true. Of the vast majority of us, that is not true. We work hard to get the truth. We work hard to be accurate. We work hard to have relationships with athletes and coaches where they can open up to us to know that they can trust us. It's not an easy thing to do. You can understand why athletes and coaches close ranks a lot of times, and this does not help. Again, she's very successful. She's a lot richer than I am. She's a lot more popular than I am. She's got a great gig. But this was it's cringeworthy. I'm cringeworthy and cringy for her. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I got other stuff to do, so I got to move on. You know, sometimes I get passionate about things and I run past my stop sign or my blinking yellow light. So we'll get to defense. We'll get to week 11 through the eyes of the defense. That's coming up next. And then I promise the shed at some point. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are get the best workout with the best kept secret in fitness. Hydro, the state of the art at home rower. Hydro engages 86% of your muscles, delivering the ultimate full body workout in just 20 minutes. From advanced to beginner, Hydro has over 4,000 classes that are shot all over the world and are taught by Olympians and world-class athletes. For a 30-day risk-free trial with free standard shipping, go to Hydro.com and use code FIT500 to save up to $500. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT500.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop and save 40% site-wide plus doorbuster deals at Blinds.com's Black Friday early access sale happening now. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Defense wins championships.
Defense wins championships.
I wanted it so bad. I dreamed this, man.
I don't know who the tackle is I'm going against, but I'm going to kill him.
No!
And
no!
I check all the boxes.
Late rush. He throws it down the field.
Intercepted at the 30. 25-20. Micah Fitzpatrick goes into the end zone.
Defense. Defense. Defense.
That's dangerous.
More and more with the loss of starting quarterbacks, or with quarterbacks who are on the shelf at least temporarily, starting quarterbacks that are also rookies. Yeah, defense is paramount. Defense and the run game. Run the ball, stop the run. That's what's required of you to win in the NFL, and maybe never more so than right now. Denzel Ward of that Cleveland Browns defense have got extra pressure on them. So what is the mindset against Pittsburgh after losing Deshaun Watson?
It's tough. I mean, Deshaun, he was a key piece, obviously, to our team. But like I said, we just got to refocus on the assignment at hand, and that's a final way to go 1-0 each week.
Still, though, if the defense can limit the Steelers, which a lot of times they don't score until the fourth quarter, you can do that while you give your run game, Jerome Ford and Kareem Hunt, the offensive line, and then DTR a chance to win. Got to keep it close, though. And that's the same thing for San Francisco, a vaunted defense that prides itself on keeping games close and also creating takeaways. Last week, only allowing 3 points against the red-hot Jacksonville Jaguars. Fred Warner right in the middle of everything. So was that the best you can play?
Felt like it, looked like it. I was confident heading into the game with, just kind of the self-reflection through the bye week of where we needed to be in terms of play style. I think Coach Wilkes called a perfect game. You know, I feel like we made Trevor Lawrence's life hard all game long, and we could feel that. And when we're playing hard, then that's what it looks like.
Now, Trevor Lawrence definitely admitted that was not a game that they were proud about or happy about. So, when you're talking about that game now, you're going up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they also had a really strong game last week. They ended up limiting their opponent to just 6 points, right? That was the Tennessee Titans, though. A little bit different here against San Francisco. And it's more than just Christian McCaffrey, according to Antoine Winfield.
He's tough, and it's not only him. He has weapons all around him, and so trying to, you know, put a hat on the hat with those guys, it's a tough matchup everywhere.
What makes him so good, though?
Christian?
Yeah.
His versatility, him being able to, you know, obviously run the ball, but also being used as a wide receiver and pretty much everywhere in their system.
Nobody but me thinks this should have been a game of the week candidate. The Bucs at the Niners. Remember, the Niners just stopped their 3-game losing skid. The Bucs had a 4-game losing skid, so both these teams want to continue their momentum. So that's definitely one to watch. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Defense does, in fact, win championships. Just ask Aaron Donald, recent Super Bowl winner with the Rams. And, oh, yeah, that defense was the side of the ball that left a mark, right? Well, back in the division, you've got the Rams going up against the Seahawks. And for Aaron Donald, he thinks that now is where the season really starts to take off.
Everybody's fresh. 8 games left, a lot of football left.
We control how the rest of the season go. You know, obviously we got to go out there and trying to play consistent football this week. Trying to find a way to be the good football team, a team that we know that we play twice a year. So we just got to go out there and do our job and 1 week at a time. So main focus is trying to find a way to beat Seattle this week and worry about the next week when it's here.
The Rams are in the same place the Niners were. They've dropped three in a row, but I like that Aaron Donald is not giving up on the season. Miami not known for its defense because the offense puts up so many points. But this week, can the Dolphins limit the Raiders who are suddenly surging? Here's Christian Wilkins.
I think I'm almost kind of proud of her that we were trying to focus on and encouraging as a defense is just getting better each day. Don't look at the big picture things like, oh, this or that. No, like just focus on the steady improvement each and every day, being your best every day, bringing it out there. I will look up at the end of the year. Even to this point, I feel like we made improvements each week. Each day we've had that mindset. So we'll continue that mindset. And like I'm saying, at the end of the season, we'll look up and see where we're at.
The Miami defense can be sneaky good. Certainly giving the ball back to the offense is never a bad play. So Miami, same division as Buffalo, right? Well, the Bills, they're sitting at 5-5. They're looking up at the Dolphins. But Von Miller, he is eternally optimistic.
I'm just the type of guy, if the ship is going down, I'm still at the front saying, we can get this thing together. Like, everybody could be abandoned ship. Like, what is it, a Titanic where the captain was still, you know, in row, what was the thing called, where you spinning the thing and it's got like the little knobs on it, and he was still standing there, the wheel. He was still steering the ship, and everybody had abandoned ship, and he was just still standing there like the ship wasn't going down. That's me.
The point is taken. The point is well made, even though he got stuck on the wheel.
You know, what was the thing called?
That's classic Von Miller. He's so funny. So, yes, the defense for the Buffalo Bills definitely can leave a mark. Like, we're talking about some of these other defenses, right? In the AFC, maybe that's what separates these teams. If you still have your starting quarterback and you have a strong defense. So the Bills are 5-5, same record as the Colts, and now same record as the Bengals. But Josh Allen, he can get hot as quickly as he's not. And the Bills defense, without two of their starters, still packs a punch. Week 11, you guys. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by FX's A Murder at the End of the World, starring Emma Corrin, Clive Owen, and Britt Marling. Emma plays Darby Hart, a sleuth and tech-savvy hacker. She joins an exclusive group invited to a retreat. When one of the guests is found dead, Darby must prove it was murder before the killer takes another life. FX's A Murder at the End of the World, now streaming only on Hulu.
Commuting to work again? Welcome back. Just breathe and remember, you got this. And the all-new Hyundai Kona is there to help. Class-leading interior space means you can stretch out. Intuitive tech like remote smart parking assist makes parking stress-free. And complimentary BlueLink Plus allows you to set the climate controls remotely. Learn more about the all-new Kona and your best commute ever at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
This holiday season, ask for concert and comedy tickets. Create your wish list at LiveNation.com. Choose from thousands of the hottest shows, including Chelsea Handler, Doja Cat, Jonas Brothers, New Kids on the Block, Niall Horan, Tim McGraw, and more. Just sign in, add your favorite shows, and send a helpful hint to family and friends. It's never been easier to get what you want. An unforgettable night out with your favorite artists. Create your wish list today at LiveNation.com/wishlist.